He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, June the 14th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here with Rob Sanford.
Yeah, good morning, Bill.
Discussing the news of the day. And, you know, you never know what you're going to wake up to in the morning. I was, I guess it's about 5 a.m. out here, PEST, and I have my cell phone pretty close by. And I heard the breaking news about the shooting, and not good. But, we'll focus on the market today. We'll talk maybe just a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've got some thoughts on that later.
You know, we had the one in Tucson of Gabby Giffords not too long ago, congresswoman. And then prior to that, I think, you know, you go back to, remember Jonestown?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was Leo Ryan, a congressman from California, that had flown down there because he heard of weird things going on. And he was killed on the tarmac down there at the airport by some of the Jonestown followers. So, but Scalise, you know, he's right under Paul Ryan.
Right. He's so, in succession. Right.
So I would say, okay, if something happened to the president and the vice president and Paul Ryan, Scalise is number four.
Next in
from
line.
What I can understand. So, it's a pretty big deal. Was he targeted? Was the guy a nut? Was he a whack job? Was it politically motivated? Was he sent by somebody? We don't know the answer to that question. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 2 points today, 3 points. It's quiet. You know why? They're having a meeting back there. Guess who's meeting?
The Fed.
Our friends at the Fed and Miss Yellen and her band of cohorts. And the expectations are for a quarter point rate hike before the day is over. And some are questioning whether they'll hold off or not. We did get some weak numbers out of retail sales, a weak print on CPI. Doesn't seem to be any inflation. But nevertheless, I think we'll see a quarter point rate hike today. The NASDAQ is up a little bit. You know, it's going to be quiet today. A lot happening, especially that Fed meeting. But it's up for the second day in a row. NASDAQ up 2 points right now. 6,000.
Shall we say it now? You were
not
right.
Yet.
Right
no,
again.
Absolutely
no,
not
no,
yet. The jury's still out on that one.
I got you, man. I'm telling you.
I look pretty good so far.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, with yesterday's big rebound.
I beat Bill's chest for him.
If we get back to all-time highs, you know, we're at about a 2.5% correction right now. It's been as much as 3. If we get back up to where they were before this all started, then I'll let you say.
You know, maybe the T-shirts we give away in Sarasota and Atlanta, they ought to say, Bill was right again.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
I think
no,
that's
no,
a good T-shirt.
No.
Bill was right again.
Yeah, no, they'll burn their T-shirts when I'm wrong. Is nobody has the market is a crazy thing. Silver is down up 39 cents to 17.16. We're seeing a big drop in the 10-year yield. The bond market is rallying today on the weak retail sales numbers and on the low PPI print. The 10-year yield's at 2.14%. The small caps are taking it on the chin a little bit. They're down 0.3%. All right. Well, there's a lot, obviously, in the news today. There's always a lot in the news. We have access to a lot more news than we used to.
Instantly.
Yeah, I mean, if I looked at my phone, what time did I get the update? It was from Reuters that their first report was that several congressmen had been shot.
Sure, yeah.
And it ends up being one congressman and a couple of aides. But I was listening to an interview with Rand Paul, who was in the batting cage at the time. He said, had it not been for those two Capitol police officers who happened to be there, now they were there by assignment, and I don't know if they would have been there, if Scalise wouldn't have been there. He said it would have been a massacre.
Oh, sure.
Rand Paul said it would have been a massacre.
You know, and that speaks to my point, and this is right in my wheelhouse. You know that I'm a big advocate of self-defense and personal preparedness and personal awareness. And you know, responsibly armed or responsibly trained citizens. You know, we went to a movie the other night, and when we went into the movie theater, there were stickers on the door that said, no firearms allowed. Now, what nutcase criminal is going to obey that? But no nutcase criminal is going to obey that, no. But all of the law-abiding citizens will.
Yeah.
So you have a situation now in Washington, D.C., where no one is allowed to carry or protect themselves. And unless there's a police officer there, even their response was 3 to 5 minutes, allowing 50, unless there's somebody, some way to defend yourself, you're a sitting duck.
Well, and you can take it a step further to where the massacre in the UK, right before the election,
exactly.
The police weren't armed.
Right.
Okay, now
that's crazy.
That really sounds crazy to
don't
me.
Don't bring a stick to a gunfight.
No. All right, well, we did see a bounce back yesterday in several of the tech stocks, and I sent out a tweet this morning. I hope you didn't sell your Amazon at 927. It got down to $927 last Friday. Somebody was in there gobbling it up with a voracious appetite.
No, okay, we know who.
It wasn't the 695 traders at at Schwab, and they're 495, 695 at Ameritrade. But when you look at that volume on a $470 billion stock, somebody muscled in there.
Yeah.
Muscled in there in a big, big way.
You know, and I didn't understand it on Friday. You explained it very well to us folks here in the office. I didn't understand what was going on, and you had it immediately.
Well,
you were right.
You know,
on the pulse
it's a theory, but these big guys.
Bill was right again.
These big guys they buy up massive amounts of shares, and you're talking about $1,000 stock that traded $7 billion on Friday. And to me, Amazon is the cherry that they all want, okay?
Sure.
So the guy that cuts in line in front of you is usually bigger than you. You really don't want to say, hey, pal, you just cut in front. I'm not going to do that. I'm a small guy, and I can run fast than most for a 60-year-old. But, you know, the big guys, they know how to muscle in there. And they do it in the market with fear tactics. That's
sure.
How they do it. If they're not going to put out a buy, we think Amazon's going to 1500. Well, they're shooting themselves in the foot, unless they own a lot of it and they're just trying. But when they want to increase their exposure to Amazon, don't you think a shocking, scary article with full of lighter fluid that singes the eyebrows and the nose hairs of all these 695 traders
sure.
That go fleeing for the exits of that theater you're talking about.
So they create that pullback and then buy up all the stuff.
Well, they've got their buy set at buy, you know. They've got their traders. They have adept traders that know the psychology of the market.
Sure.
And what it takes to buy the massive amounts of quantities. Now, you can just say that there were two firms involved in the scare tactic on Friday. One was Goldman Sachs, who probably has a larger megaphone than anybody, I would say, in the Wall Street. And the other one was UBS, which has probably the second largest megaphone. So we hear this word collusion being thrown around all the time. Was there collusion on their part to gobble up massive amounts of Amazon at $927?
Yeah.
$927 per share. Where is it today? $986 per share. It's up $60 from this so-called flash crash that was caused by scary headlines.
It's kind of like the top fishing boat captain in the fleet getting on the radio and saying, hey, the area over by the Coronado Islands is dead. You want to leave. You want to get out of there.
Meanwhile,
he's
sliding
in there. Them. He's killing them
yeah.
in there.
I mean, the worst thing you can do is when you're out fishing is say, hey, guys, they're at GPS number 48/43.
Right.
Come on in.
Right. No.
Here comes all these boats flying in. Now, You know, during the tuna season off of San Diego, how many small boaters are out there listening on the radio?
They're called radio fish.
Yeah, okay. You want to throw the guys off, you know? And
right. Oh, hey, they're not biting here. Get out of here.
Exactly.
And you're killing them.
And you know, I mean, there's not enough fish to go around, you know? You come into a school of biting tuna, you get 5 or 7, 8 boats in there with you chasing them, and the school scatters.
Right? You know, it's funny. We were on a bite of albacore one time, and we had another boat pass us, and we were killing them. But as the boat passed us, we free-spooled our reels to make it look like our rods weren't bent.
There's no hookups here.
No. Our rods weren't bent.
Well, yeah. Goldman Sachs is a great white shark.
Yeah.
And a lot of 495 investors went fleeing. Now, this is just a theory, okay?
Yeah, like,
I have no evidence, but I've seen them do this before. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter. That's right, Amazon got down to $927 per share on Friday. And interestingly enough, you know, most of those sell stops are right around 8%. I don't use sell stops because I've seen too many flash crashes in my life. Who wants to go home with an 8% loss on their portfolio because all their sell stops got hit? And by the end of the day, the market rebounded to where it was when it started the day. Well, Amazon's not back to its all-time high, but it's getting awfully close. Its all-time high, I believe, was 112, 113, or 1,013. It went down 8.5% on Friday, and now we're already back to 986. Now, listen, I put my neck on the line on Friday and Saturday when I write that newsletter. When I went home on Friday and wrote, the special bulletin with my first blush of what happened. And the more I think back and the more I analyze the whole situation over the weekend, I think that's what happened. Okay.
Sure.
That's just seems to be the smoking gun there. And of course there's not going to be any congressional investigation of what Goldman Sachs did to all the 495 investors.
No, but you've been around the block a few times. You've seen this happen. And so your gut is that there's something to be said about wisdom and intuition. Intuition.
You've got a picture of you holding a tuna head.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now the body of the fish, a great white shark got it.
Yes, right under the boat, at Guadalupe Island.
If I had time to draw a cartoon, I'd have a 495 Schwab trader,
you know,
holding the head of his Amazon stock.
You know, what we could do is put that picture of me holding that head, and then we can put some little illustration
around it.
Great
white shark with Goldman Sachs on its side UBS and whoever else was in on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Swimming off with that guy's stock. He's just holding the head, you know.
I got to tell you, there's no feeling like fighting a 100-pound tuna for an hour and then watching a great white shark under the boat
one bite,
biting it like you and I would bite off a hot dog.
It's even worse if you're a surfer.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm not.
You know, I told you the other day, I do the stairs over there going down to the beach. It's three flights of stairs, and I do it 18 times, so 60 flights of stairs. Down at the bottom was a giant bat ray, probably a 150-pound bat ray that had been reduced down to about 20 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
He had two gigantic bite marks out of each side. You know those big wings? His wings had been clipped. And I saw on the news that night that these juvenile white sharks, they feed on stingrays.
The juvenile eight-footers?
Yeah. Right. And I got to believe that bat ray. And here's all these surfers out there. And I'm looking at this carcass. I'm a fisherman. I know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
And here's all these surfers out there in their black wetsuits. They look like seals.
Right.
What's a great white shark's favorite?
Oh, they like that.
Oh, they love
those. It's like
those
a box seals. Of seas candy.
Well, speaking of great white sharks, Gary Cohn will lead the search for the next Fed chief. Janet Yellen's term runs through January. This is important because this will set Fed policy. And, of course, who's Gary Cohn? Former ex-Goldman Sachs exec. I wonder if Goldman Sachs has placed their guy into the Fed to control monetary policy and to signal to them. Listen, we're going pretty far on this conspiracy theory, but
the corruption.
We're talking trillions of dollars here. There's $67 trillion in the markets, right? And Goldman Sachs has got a pretty big chunk of it. We saw the Sessions testimony yesterday. This is all leading back to the stock market here. We still don't seem to see the smoking gun, the collusion, Although now there may be collusion between Loretta Lynch and the DNC, right?
Oh, okay.
Where she said, hey, don't worry, if this memo exists, well, we're going to get back to some individual stocks here, but if this memo exists, that's total collusion.
You know, I gotta bring this full circle, because we've been talking about all this corruption and conspiracy and all this gobbledygook.
It's not good.
And I'll tell you, if there is not a better case to have a guy like Bill managing... Hush for a minute,
right.
This is why you want a captain who's got some experience at the helm managing your investments.
Well,
I mean, this is a good illustration. With the world on fire and with so many things affecting the market, don't you want a guy who's been around the block a few times managing your portfolio?
It's not a passive market.
It's not. You can't just put your IRA or your 401k or your brokerage account in a robot program and hope that it comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
You need a guy like Bill managing your portfolio.
There was an article yesterday.
You see him change the subject?
No, I'm not.
You see that?
No, I'm going to that robot comment
just
made.
All right.
You see this headline, Death of the Human Investor?
No. Are they talking about you?
Well, yeah. They're saying that guys like me, fundamental discretionary traders, account for only about 10% of trading volume in equities today.
Oh.
The other 90% are computer programs and logarithms and all this kind of stuff. Now, I use all of that stuff as a tool, but in the end, you know, I make the final decision. I've become 10%. Do I look like a dinosaur? Am I growing a large tail? Will I be extinct?
Well, I liken it to the live bands and live orchestras that used to play in Vegas for all the shows, and now they just use computer tracks.
Yeah.
And all the musicians are gone.
Will they be digging up my bones in Vernal, Utah someday and saying, this is the bone of a dinosaur? He was an trader.
He was an active money manager.
And the robots will be digging up my bones, right? Jeffrey Gundlach, who's
the robots?
Yeah, the archaeologists will be robots digging up bones
of people.
These were human beings before we destroyed them. All right, Jeffrey Gundlach. He says that bond yields topped out or bottomed out 1 year ago. That's exactly when I put out my article in July, saying the bond market has topped. It's time to move on. And he says the same thing now. He says that the massive downtrend in interest rates ended about 1 year ago. I put out my article right around July the 6th, though, almost 1 year ago. Yields are dropping today, however. Sears Canada, serious doubts about continuing. I didn't know there was a separate Sears up there called Sears Canada. Sears is going down, in my opinion. Sears is going to zero, in my opinion.
That.
I have a short position on Sears. Look at Sears Canada. You think this chart's bad? Look at Sears Canada.
Oh, my.
69 cents a share. Yeah, maybe you ought to buy some. That's in your wheelhouse. That's your wheelhouse.
That's my kind of stuff.
You still use those Craftsman tool and those Sears tires on your Ford truck?
They sold Craftsman. What a bunch of knuckleheads.
Yeah. Okay, one last one, and we're going to have some good stocks here. H&R Block beats by 23 cents. The stock's up 10% today. But the first thing that came to my mind, what happens when we start filing our taxes on a postcard? What will that do to H&R Block's business? I don't know that I would be an investor in H&R Block. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some good stocks now, not Sears Canada.
Okay.
That's 69 cents a share. I can hear some guy perking up. What's that stock he mentioned? 69. Martha, let's go get 1,000 shares. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m., and Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. This is Rob Sanford, and I have Bill Gunderson here in the studio as a guest on his own show. And before I let him start talking about stocks, I'm going to remind everyone that we're going to be out in Sarasota on July 13th. Now, that is the evening of July 13th, a Thursday night at the downtown Hyatt, Hyatt Regency, downtown Sarasota. And we're going to have a seminar about 6:30. Love to meet everyone out there. And then we're going to do it the following week in Atlanta, July 20th, at the Hyatt Perimeter there in Atlanta. So if you'd like to visit with Bill, now here's the kind of neat part about the seminar. Not only are we going to do the seminar, which is open to everyone, but Bill's going to have some 30-minute slots both the day before and the day after the seminar that he can meet with folks one-on-one, go over your statement, maybe have a few conversations with folks individually one-on-one, not in the seminar setting where everybody's rushing the stage for a photo and a autograph at the Wonder Gunder Tour, but it'll be an opportunity to meet with him. So give me a call if you'd like to schedule that 30-minute appointment, either the day before or the day after those seminars. I got to mention one other thing, too, before we start talking about stocks again. I talked with a guy, I think it was day before yesterday, my new friend Keith, down in they call it Punta Gorda.
Punta.
I know we call it Punta, and all the pronunciation in Spanish and certainly in Mexico and here in Southern California is Punta. But in Florida, they call it Punta.
Punta.
Punta Gorda. And that's a little town south of Sarasota, and he's a big fisherman. And you know what he told me?
No.
He said, the best thing that you can give away on that Thursday night is not a steak dinner.
No.
It's a
fish dinner.
No, it's not a fish dinner. It's a Gunderson Capital Fishing Team baseball cap.
I'll take the steak dinner.
So I've ordered a few of those, and if you're lucky enough to win one of the raffle prizes, we'll give you a fishing cap that says Gunderson Capital Fishing Team.
Who's the guy on the football team when it's 4th and 20 and they call in the guy to kick the ball?
He's the punter.
He's the punter.
But we call that guy in New York. Right?
Yeah. Who's the guy? He's the punter.
He's the punter.
And there's a lot of Jerseyans down in Florida, right. So it makes sense that they just call it Punta Gorda. Now, we have lots of puntas.
We do.
In Baja.
Yeah, punta this, punta that.
Yeah.
But now, Keith is he's a snook fisherman. He wants a snook or a tarpon embroidered on the hat. I said, nah, we got to do either a tuna or a Dorado.
Those black snook, they're something. They call
fun.
Them robalos.
Robalo.
All right.
Now you can talk about stocks.
I'm going to talk about another flash crash that happened on Friday. All right?
All right.
Okay. It wasn't just Amazon. If there's one other king of the hill that these guys want in on, well, they want in on a bunch of them. Because there's growth there. Okay, to me, the cherry out there right now is Amazon. Now, if I were to pick a co-cherry, just as good. A co-chair
is that,
cherry.
Is that a word?
How about a $440 billion company that's been growing their earnings by 119% per year over the last 5 years? You heard that right. A $440 billion company. You don't think that the big boys want in on that one? Growing by 119%. And, of course, the performance of the stock has been astonishing. From a low of 17 in 2012 to a high of 155 here recently. And with lots of growth in front of it. Now, according to their argument on Friday, UBS and Goldman Sachs, you should have been lightening up on this stock on Friday because it's one of the big horsemen that's in a valuation, put quotations around that, air pocket right now. The stock I'm talking about that also had a flash crash on Friday besides Amazon was Facebook, FB. FB started the day at $156 per share. Okay, people wake up in the morning, it's hitting new highs, it's a big portion of any growth portfolio where you're looking for superior growth. And by 11 o'clock, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the stock's down 7.7%. Okay? And you go, what the heck? Now, most sell stops, like I say, are set in that 7 to 8% range. That's the number that William O'Neill with his Can Slim methodology recommends. And there's a lot of 695, 495 traders that have those sell stops set at 7 or 8%. By 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Now, we're talking last Friday.
Yeah. By 11 a.m., you had a head of a tuna, your Facebook stock.
That's right.
And somebody was swimming off with the good part of the tuna.
All the tenderloins.
The tenderloins and all of that good, tasty red meat, you know. By the end of the day, the stock recovered mightily. And someone skinned you and has already made about 5 or 6%.
And you're holding the head.
Yeah, and you're holding the head going, what happened to my Facebook? Your face got busted. I'll bust your face with my punta. I'll send my punta down there to kick your face in, pal.
Oh, boy.
And now the stock from its low of 140 got down clear to... the low on that day, actually the low was on Monday when we did follow through a little bit, got clear down to 142, and it's already back to 151.
There
it's
you
up
go.
$9 per share.
There's that T-shirt. Bill was right again.
Well, we'll see. You know, talk to me a month from now. Talk to me 2 weeks from now. If it gets back to its all-time high and his, then I'll say it.
You know, but you could say that 7 or 8 years ago. Talk to me in 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
And Bill was right again.
Yeah, okay. All right. Because I woke up last night in the middle of the night saying, what if the NASDAQ continues to sink? I'm going to look like an idiot. So that's why I'm a little okay. hesitant. To claim any kind after just 2 days of it, there's a term in the business, a dead cat bounce.
Yeah.
You know, if you throw a dead cat out of a building, he's going to bounce a little bit, but then he's dead. And there's that terminology used with – was that a dead cat bounce?
The good thing is – and this is really my point when it comes to having you as a money manager. The good thing is you've got more cats.
Yeah, you got to have plenty of cats.
You got to have plenty of cats.
You don't want to have all your money in one cat.
You got a house full of cats,
yeah.
Man.
Well, Facebook's one of them.
So if one's dead, you got a bunch more.
Yeah, that's right. Important.
Okay.
Now, let's just take a look. Would I be a buyer of Facebook at this level? And the answer to that is, you know, if you read my article over the weekend, absolutely. And we'll just take a look why here. We'll make this our featured stock here of this little
this is
segment.
Our featured cat.
This is Facebook now trading at 152 after hitting 144. I have Facebook on the app ranked at number 72 right now out of 4,223. You say valuation air pocket. That's the terminology that they used. Well, I'm looking at the PEG ratio here. Facebook's trading at 21 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 23% per year over the next 5 years. The money line there is trading at a discount. It's still trading at a discount to its growth rate. It's 0.92 is the PEG ratio. I have a 5-year target price.
Now, hang on. Tell folks who are listening, all right, before you go to your 5-year target price, I know PEG is a Steely Dan song, but explain to some folks, what is PEG ratio?
Well, don't forget the line in the Steely. PEG, it will come back to you.
Okay.
Right? And it will come back to valuation.
What does PEG stand for?
This makes me even the more suspicious of Goldman Sachs actions on Friday. If I take the forward P.E. ratio of 21.6, divide it into the 5-year growth rate of 23, that becomes a fraction, 21 over 23. Works out to 0.92. It's less than 1.
So PEG stands for what? P.E.G.
Price to earnings over growth rate.
All right, so
divided by
go.
Growth rate.
All right. I don't know if that many folks know
no.
that.
And, you know, at the bottom line of my newsletter, I said, you know, on Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to be buying PEG ratios that are under 1. And I did a lot of buying on Monday.
So the price to earning over the growth rate gives you that factor.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, let's go back to the year 2000.
See, I don't think the average person knows that, but you do.
Oh, well, it's a big thing in my app, and I talk about it all the time. And hopefully my audience by now, has learned what it is. It's really a measure of how much you're paying for the growth of the company. Now, back in the year 2000, they were trying to justify PEG ratios of 10.
Oh, boy.
Now, Facebook is 0.92. How do you even compare 2000's NASDAQ with today's NASDAQ? Ooh-wee. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m., and Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, whenever I hear that song, I think of the 70s and the federal police. And have you ever seen more rancor in your entire life when you watch these hearings? It seems like our whole government is just a bunch of attorneys arguing over words and trying to gotcha and get you and... I don't know. Listen, my mother was big on, she did not allow contention in our home. All right?
Moms are good at that.
And her saying was, Bill, contention is of the devil.
Absolutely.
And if you want to drive out any kind of good thoughts and good feelings and love and just get in a contentious, you know, situation, and everything good will flee, you know, so... But I see, how can there be any love and any camaraderie and any, you know, we can do this together as a country when there's so much dang contention?
Well, and hatred. And unfortunately, it's going to get worse. And so you have to steer your own world, your own little micro world, in the direction of good folks.
I wish my mother was still around. I'd send her back to Congress and get in them between the two sides in the middle of the aisle.
You boys
say,
get along.
Now listen, contention is of the devil. We need to work together here. We have a country to run here.
Yeah, your
the
mom
greatest
had set them
country
down.
Ever. And no, she didn't allow contention in our home. And I've tried to carry that on, you know, to my home and people I deal with, and some people will cross the line, and you know, but you gotta bite your tongue. That still soft voice, that soft answer. Contention is not good, and we don't need contention. And then on the other side of the coin, you know, I've read many books in my life. I read Rules for Radicals just to see where they're coming from. And that's, you know, our friend Saul Alinsky, who many of these people follow his tactics. He's a rabble-rouser. He said you have to stir up contention to get your voice heard and to muscle in and get your way.
Oh,
I totally disagree with that, however. And by the way, Saul Alinsky, if you read Rules for Radicals, if you read nothing else in Rules for Radicals, you know how in the beginning of the book you dedicate the book to somebody, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. It's okay. The dedication page.
If you grab my book over here, Best Stocks Now, I dedicate the book to my mother.
Oh, there you go.
Now, you know who Saul Alinsky dedicates the book to? Satan.
No.
You think that I'm making that up.
Oh, my goodness.
He says there's a guy who took a third and, you know, had his own, created his own kingdom. I dedicate this book to Satan.
Oh, my goodness.
So you tell me that Rules for Radicals is a good book to follow and live by and the tactics that it employs. Maybe the Sermon on the Mount.
That'd be a little better.
Would be a better playbook.
I think so.
But you know what? The forces are throwing rotten tomatoes at each other, aren't they?
Sure they are.
The Rules for Radical guys and the Sermon on the Mount guys, and it's just ugly.
Well, and it's going to get worse. And so there's a good case there for pointing your ship in the right direction.
And the economy someday will suffer. But in the meantime, let's make hay. Is it not true that the market's hitting a new high every single day? Despite Goldman Sachs' best efforts to bite your tuna in half, you know, or I'm probably going to get a call from Goldman Sachs lawyers today.
Probably going to. Or maybe the
UBS or Andrew Left of Citron Research and the rest of them.
Or the Great White Shark Union for disparaging their good name.
Yeah, maybe the PETA people are going to come after me because they love sharks. Right. They don't want to kill the sharks that are killing our surfers left and right off San Onofre State Beach. Anyways, Facebook is another one that was hit mightily on Friday. I was a buyer of Facebook on Monday. And Tuesday, where else are you going to find this kind of growth? This argument that, these stocks are 40% of the that's because they're 40% of the growth in the market. GM, they fired the CEO of General Electric the other day. Am I going to rotate to General Electric? Oh, they've got a new CEO. Here's General Electric's growth rate over the last 5 years per year. Minus 14% per year over the last 5 years.
Well, I told you about my meeting with Jeffrey Immelt a few years ago when I was running another business. And I never had met with a guy with that much power over the world who was so out of touch, with his major customers. I was a major customer in a particular area of GE Capital, and he was completely unaware and out of touch with the needs of his corporate customers.
Yeah. I mean, so am I going to rotate out of a 119% grower into a negative 14% grower?
Well, and there's the fruits of poor leadership.
And how much money? I would like to see somebody quantify from the time he took office or the CEO chair, how much money he took out of the company. I mean, I know his salary was about $4.5 million, and his bonuses were another $3 or $4 million.
How do you get a bonus on poor performance?
And that doesn't count all the stock options and everything. How much did he make during the same time period that he was CEO, and how much did the shareholders make? They lost money while he was the CEO. So, listen, leadership is important. Management's important. Obviously, there's companies that are growing at superior rates in today's world. And then there's the companies that are poorly managed, the Sears of the world, the General Electrics of the world, the IBMs of the world. You could go on and on and on of the companies who are going backwards. They're losing ground to the growers of the world. And they're not all technology stocks. You know, I own railroad stocks.
Sure.
You know, I own a railroad stock, transportation stocks. I bought a transportation stock yesterday. I own biotechs. My number one ranked stock in the entire universe right now is Bluebird Bio, which is breaking out and hitting new highs. So, you know what? That's where the world is today. You want your portfolio to be where the world is today, and I'll end with that and let you bring us on.
Well, it's good to know that you've got a lot of cats. You know? Hey, I'll tell you what, it's a good opportunity right now, anyway, in the market to get hitched up with the Gunderson wagon. If you don't have a professional money manager as immersed in research and making good decisions for you, I suggest you call 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. Or check out Bill at GundersonCapital.com. Click on the live seminar tab if you'd like to see him live. Hey, it's Rob Sanford and Bill Gunderson on his own show. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.